KKGO, KKGO HD1, Los Angeles, Orange, and Riverside Counties.
Music is the soundtrack to everyday life.
It's been a gift for me in my life.
Also on the iHeartRadio app and streaming at GoCountry105.com.
Turn it up.
This is Go Country 105.
The following program is a paid advertisement by Movement Mortgage. We offer this program as a service to our listeners. This station and its management do not endorse or object to the information, views, or opinions discussed in the program.
Welcome to the Mortgage Mom Radio Show with Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Every week, Debbie takes your live calls and answers your questions about getting into the house of your dreams, getting financed, finding the best rates, getting through problem situations, anticipating problems, navigating brokers and agents, and arriving at the best result in your home purchase process. Got your question? Get ready to call 844-935-3634. And now, here's your host, the Mortgage Mom, Debbie Marcoux.
Well, good morning, Los Angeles, San Bernardino, Riverside, Orange County, Ventura. We are so happy that you listen. Thank you so much. This is Mortgage Mom Radio. I am Debbie Marcoux, and as always, I have with me my favorite co-host, Marla Geezer.
Well, good morning.
Good morning. So I'm actually really pumped today, even though I shouldn't be. I'm exhausted. Sick baby at home, sick dog. Wake up this morning, you hear like the coughing, and you're like, oh my God, I'm going to have to clean that. But very, very tired, but I'm pumped because we have got some big, big stuff to talk about today. Lots of good stuff. Homebuyer workshop, which is happening tomorrow. If you don't have your tickets yet, you definitely want to get those, and you want to give us a call now. 844-935-3634. We've got Cherry Rose on the phones who will take your calls and get you registered. I think we have 4 tickets left for that homebuyer workshop, and it is going to be an amazing day. Riverside and San Bernardino County, we're going to be in Ontario at the San Antonio Winery. So this is your last chance to get those tickets, and we want to see all of you out there. It's really going to be fun day. So we're going to talk about that in a little bit. We've got so many other things. Oh my goodness. California's housing crisis and, you know, the it's so difficult to get into owning a home. So we're going to talk about that today. We've got some credit breaches that took place with, I believe it was Equifax. So I'm going to pull that up. I actually printed it all out. I'm going to pull it up and talk to you all about that as well. So we've got some good, good stuff today. And we want to get everybody engaged and giving us a call and asking us questions. Give us your opinion. Like, let's make this a really fun show today. So the number here is 844-935-3634. We want to hear from you. Like I said, we want to hear your questions. We want to get your opinions. Just call us and make a statement about something if it means a lot to you. So again, it's 844-935-3634. Let's go ahead and get that compliance out of the way so we can have like this, like we can get all this stuff out on air.
Okay.
I'm so excited about what we have. So my name is Debbie Marcoux, Deborah Lynn Marcoux, Deborah Marcoux, however you want to look me up online. I am licensed by the Department of Business Oversight, and my NMLS ID is 237926, and Marla's going to take it away.
Well, thank you. And my NMLS is 669357, and we are both licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Well, that seemed longer than before.
It did. But you did it right.
I think.
I didn't hear anything wrong, but you did do it right. Anyway, okay, so that's done. That's out of the way, right?
Compliance is done.
So, okay, so really quick, let's talk about the homebuyer workshop, and then we're going to get into all of the juicy stuff that is kind of like hot topics this week. But the homebuyer workshop, what we're doing is we're going to take you start to finish through the entire loan process, how to purchase a home. We're going to have some real estate agents there. We'll have an escrow officer there. We'll have a home inspector there. Every part of the transaction is going to be there, and we're going to take you through all of the steps, let you do Q&A, you know, really help you one-on-one, talk about loan products. We've got a closing costs piece that we're going to go through because a lot of people don't understand. You've got down payment and closing costs. Maybe you need to ask the seller for a credit if you're a little bit shy. You know, maybe you need some down payment assistance. Maybe you're ready to go today. Maybe you're not, but it's time to get that roadmap. So it's really going to be a great day, but what's even better is that it's at the San Antonio Winery. What are we going to be doing at the San Antonio Winery, Marla?
Drinking wine.
Wine. It is a Sunday afternoon from 1 to 3. You can't beat it. We're going to have wine. We're going to have hors d'oeuvres, and you get to sit and you get to learn. I don't know any other classroom style that is better than that.
if school was like that before, I probably would have stayed longer.
You would have probably stayed in school.
No, it's going to be really exciting. I think the best part is, number one, it's going to be a whole different atmosphere than any of our other events before. It's going to be smaller, a little bit more intimate. So we can have that one-on-one specific questions, having that, you know, sitting down with somebody and talking to them over a glass of wine, like your best friends, being able to help them and move them to that next step, I think is going to be really fun to
watch. It is. And like I've said before, even if you don't plan on buying this year, but maybe it's in your goal for next year, if you don't have a plan or a roadmap to get there, it won't happen. You can't just sit around and hope that at some point your credit's going to turn around or that maybe you'll eventually have enough for down payment. If you don't have the plan to get there or know how much money that you need or know what credit score you need, there's no way for you to make that plan to gain that homeownership. And we will have our credit expert there as well. So it is going to be a really great day. Can't push it enough. If you don't have your tickets, get them. Like I said, we've got like four left because we did have to make it a smaller, more intimate event. Like Marla said, we have only 30 seats and there are four. So if you'd like to get those tickets, give us a call now. It's 844-935-3634. We've got Cherry Rose answering the phone and she will make sure that she gets you the information to get those tickets. Hey, you can also go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com.
Yes.
You can check them out. You can find those tickets there. You can also download our phone app.
That's actually my favorite way of communicating with us nowadays, or getting in touch with us, or even finding us, because it is like a one-stop little button and it connects to everything. You can email us, you can call us, you can go to our Facebook, you can go to our YouTube. Everything is right on that app. So if you get a chance, please download it today. You text MOM to 36260.
Yes. And if you are listening, you're coming to our home buyer workshop tomorrow, you're going to need that app. We're going to play some games, which are going to be a lot of fun, but you're going to need the app on your phone. So get it now. Get it done in advance. Again, like Marla said, you're going to text the word MOM. It's M-O-M.
M-O-M, front words, back words.
Uppercase, lowercase, doesn't matter. Just don't text WOW, but it's MOM to 36260. So we've actually got somebody on the phone already. As we mentioned earlier today, we're going to get into some hot topics, and we want some opinions, we want some statements, and we want some questions. So let's go ahead and answer Louie. He's on line one from Temecula. Good morning, Louie. You're there?
Yes.
Good morning. How can we help you?
I had a question. My question is basically, if you go to an office versus going to a broker, are you still getting the fees charged? I'm talking to this New American Funding.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like the fees are not there as what a broker would charge. Am I right, or is he a broker too, or what?
No, so it is different. So, you know, New American Funding, which you mentioned, and that is not, we work for Movement Mortgage here, Marla and I, but we are all direct lenders, no different than going to one of the larger banks like Wells Fargo, Chase, or B of A. All of the big banks and a mortgage bank, which is what New American Funding is, that's what Movement Mortgage is, we are direct lenders. So we literally take your application, process the entire thing, draw your loan documents, close your loan and fund your loan, and then we have a servicing company that will help to take your payments as you move forward through your, you know, owning the home. So that is what a direct mortgage bank does. The brokers are actually just kind of like an insurance broker. You're going to call them and then they're going to shop which bank might work best for you, and they're going to then broker the loan to that bank, which means they're going to start the paperwork, they're going to submit it to the other bank, that bank is then going to do what they do and send paperwork back. You're going to end up doing about two sets of paperwork for disclosures, for, you know, everything is kind of two sets of everything. And a lot of times those brokers do have additional extra closing costs that most direct banks wouldn't. So
right. And I think in the situation, there's actually two sets of closing costs, because the broker is going to charge you their charges, and then you're also going to be charged for
the bank that they're brokering to.
So that's why you're going to definitely see two sets of closing costs that don't necessarily jive or match, you know.
Right. So you definitely want to stick with a direct lender.
Direct lender.
Okay. Yep, absolutely.
Like Movement Mortgage.
Yes. You're calling us. We're answering your questions. So throw New American away and give us a call.
Well, no, my question is basically, I'm going with, a broker, with the way he thinks, and it's like sometimes the way they think are so narrow-minded. It's like, why am I dealing with you? You know, your advice is not that great, so I'd rather go direct.
Right.
You know, it's like buying a car, you have to deal with one person and another person. why can't I just go direct?
Right. Why can't I just talk to the manager from the beginning and give me the lowest
payment? Right.
Pot, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So no, and that's what a direct lender does. So for example, if you worked with Marla and I, we work with you, we talk to you, we figure out what's your best scenario, and we're going to put you into the loan that makes the most sense, mm-hmm. and we're going to show you your options. And then once we all make that decision, then we're going to get the loan submitted, get the loan approved. Once the loan is approved, we're going to draw your docs, we're going to issue them to you, you're going to sign them, and we're going to fund your loan. So it's a very smooth, streamlined process. And, you know, we have one of the fastest processes out there. Movement Mortgage is really great because we've got some pieces in place where the majority of our loans are closing between 15 and 20 days on average. So, you know, you're not going to get that a lot of places because they're submitting to the, you know, the broker's taking the information, then they're submitting somewhere else. And they don't have the same kind of control over the file because they're sending it somewhere else. They're sitting there tapping their fingers. They're waiting just like you're waiting. So you really do better when you go direct to, you know, a direct lender.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you so much for calling. We'd love to hear from you after the show. Same telephone number. You can always reach us at all week long. And you know, give us a chance to help you. We'd love it.
Yeah. My qualifying is the whole deal. My FICO is okay, but since I'm in construction, my debt ratio goes up and down because I use credit cards. And it's like, you know, that's I need a class for that, of how I can control that and
So you're calling us from Temecula, which is, you know, I don't know how far away from Ontario that you are, but, you know, it's probably within an hour or so, and that's going to be, that's probably going to be the closest workshop that we're going to have. We're out there tomorrow from 1 to 3 doing a whole home buyer workshop. We've got our credit expert that's going to be there. It's going to talk about credit and credit cards. It's really a good opportunity for you to come out if you do want to go to that workshop. You're going to get a lot of information. All these questions that you're asking, we're probably going to answer throughout the day. You know, it's just, and the 2 hours is really an hour of us presenting and then an hour of everybody being able to ask us questions. And so, you know, you really should get those tickets and come out. I think it'd be great for you. And then you'd be able to meet Marla and I in person, and we'd be able to talk to you, you know, about your specific scenario and what the best way to structure that is. But we deal with people in construction all the time. You know, a lot of times you go from one job to another. If you're with a union, one ends, you start another one. It's up and down, and we know exactly what you're dealing with and how to put that together.
So just call back to get registered?
Yeah, no, we'll actually put you on hold right now. We'll have Cherry Rose pick you up and help you get those tickets.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Louis. So we'll talk to you soon. That was like a fantastic call because it's exactly what we're looking for people tomorrow. You know, we want to help everybody, and everybody has a different scenario. Maybe we just need, you know, he said his credit cards go up, his credit cards go down. So maybe we qualify him with based on, hey, today you owe this and this is what you qualify for. But the next time that you pay those off, this is what you'll qualify for.
Right.
And he'll at least know both options. Doesn't necessarily have to slow him down from going out there and looking, because if he finds a home that he wants in the price range that he'd have to pay the debt off, then he just knows, I've got to pay the debt off before I'd close. And especially if it's something that he's used to doing, it's, you know, all of the time, using the credit cards, paying them off. So, Louis, we really hope that you do come out to that home buyer workshop tomorrow. It'd be great to meet you, and we really do want to help you. So we missed our segment because we were on the phone with Louis, which is awesome, though. I love it. So let's do it real quick. You ready?
The Mortgage Mom's Winner Circle, this week's new real estate achievers.
All right. So this week, we have got some real estate achievers. Every single week, we like to mention clients that have come to us, that have worked with us, that have either started the pre-approval process and are still out looking, or have actually closed their loan with us, you know, over the last week or two. So who do we got this week, Marla?
We have Miss LaMaya.
Miss LaMaya. Yes. So give us a quick one.
Just somebody that was referred to us by one of our realtor partners. Been working with Miss LaMaya for a while, trying to figure out what's the best scenario for her. She owned a place prior, so she was kind of already an expert, so quote unquote.
Right. Oh, and she was kind of thinking like, maybe I'll sell my house, maybe I won't, right? Wasn't she kind of wishy-washy?
She was kind of in between just because she didn't know which way she was going to go. Am I going to use my cash and my savings, or should I sell my place and use the equity to buy the next place? But after long consideration, she decided she wanted to just grow her portfolio. So the place that she had before, she's keeping it as a rental. Which is because of where she's at, is going to actually derive a lot of rental income for her that will actually be able to carry over and help pay for her new mortgage.
Ah.
And then with her new mortgage, she bought a property, or her new property actually had a second unit on it, so that she will be able to
rent the other side
of the unit. So,
you know, again, we talk all the time about how real estate builds wealth and how it builds retirement and future. So if you think about it, now she's going to rent the place that she's in. Somebody else is going to pay the mortgage payment for her. Mm-hmm. So when she's ready to retire one day, that home could be paid off. And equity is, you know, as far as it could be, she could sell it for the proceeds to help with retirement. Right. She could continue to keep it rented, no mortgage payment, and collect the rent and live off of it. Plus now she's in a duplex where she's living on one side and somebody else is making a payment. In total, she's probably paying less. And now owns two properties.
Correct.
Technically three, because it's a duplex, so she's got three units.
Yeah.
Right? Wow, that is fantastic. She is the winner chicken dinner this week
for
Winner Circle.
She is the winner chicken dinner.
I'm going to give that one to her. Okay, so who else? We got one more?
Mr. and Mrs. Pineda.
Ooh, okay, tell me about them.
So they are actually a couple that we've been working with for almost 2 years now. They had a major credit event. They had a short sale.
I like that. Credit event.
Yeah.
You know, we all have events in our lives, and some of them are bad events.
Yes. So they had a significant credit event that kind of halted them from moving forward 2 years ago. They got to a place a year ago where they were able to do anything, but because they got into a rental agreement for a year, they felt like they were stuck. But it actually helped them to spend the next year of paying debt off, building their credit, putting money into the savings account, which put them into a better position to purchase now. And they actually fell in love with the house that they were renting, and they purchased it from the owner.
Very nice. So, you know what, again, like, I don't know, maybe they're the winners this week. They're all winners, but
everybody can get a chicken dinner.
Everybody can get a chicken dinner. Yeah. But you know what you're learning from that story is, again, as I mentioned earlier about our home buyer workshop, and any of you out there thinking about maybe in the future you want to buy a home, they contacted us 2 years ago. And they are now homeowners, and mm-hmm. they had a credit event. They had problems on the credit report. They had money that they needed to save for down payment. They had a lot of things that were going on, but had they never called us 2 years ago, they would not be homeowners today. So, you know, again, I'm thinking that they're all winners.
Everybody is a winner this morning.
Yes. Amazing. So if you want to be part of the winner circle, you want to be an investor, just because you own your home and you live in it does not disqualify you. You are an investor if you own a home. You are investing in real estate. Come out to our home buyer workshop. Buy a house. Learn how, if you're not ready but you know you want to. If you're right around the corner, come do it anyway. If you haven't bought a house in the last 2 to 3 years, things have changed. Very, very different. Give us a call right now. Cherry Rose will get you all hooked up with those tickets. I think Louie's got a couple of tickets, so we might have like two left. But it's in Ontario, San Antonio Winery. It is tomorrow from 1 to 3, so this is your last opportunity. 844-935-3634. Give us a call. We're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned for more of The Mortgage Mom.
The Labor Day sales event is going on now at Pacific Sales Kitchen and Home. Savings up to 40% on bath fixture top deals. Create the bathroom of your dreams today. Choose from brands like Kohler, Toto, Hansgrohe, Moen, Delta, and more. The expert staff will help you with the details. Unbelievable selection, expert service, unbeatable price. Pacific Sales. Visit pacificsales.com/sale to see the deals.
Hey, it's Jim. I can't take your call right now. I'm digging for oil in my basement to help pay for my family's mobile bill. A little crazy, you say? You try getting a data plan that has enough gigs for my family. And I thought braces were expensive. We definitely need a switch.
Stuck in a dysfunctional family plan? Switch to Boost Best Family Plan right now and get four lines for just $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. With Metro PCS, you only get 2 gigs per line for the same price. Plus, switch today and get up to 4 free phones, all on the fast and reliable Sprint Nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 9/10/17. Requires one line to port in. Lines include unlimited data, talk, and text. Video streams optimized at up to 480p plus resolution. Music up to 500 kilobits per second and cloud gaming up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization applies during congestion. Comparison based on Metro PCS's 2GB promo plan as of 4/25/17. For additional details, visit their website. Free phones while supplies last. Requires port in and activation on $100 plan. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
At Don Francisco's Coffee Family Reserve, we're all about family and the unconditional love and support family provides. It's in that same spirit that we passionately support breast cancer awareness and research efforts. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we're joining the quest to help fund breast cancer research. Please look for our specially marked bags to receive a coupon for $1.50 off Don Francisco's Family Reserve at your local grocer. Together, we can help put an end to breast cancer.
At Pechanga Resort and Casino, we invite you to win on another level with the world-class action of California's largest casino floor, over 4,000 slots and 150 table games. Indulge on another level with the exceptional dining experience at the Great Oak Steakhouse. Play on another level with pure golfing pleasure at Journey, our award-winning 18-hole course. Whatever taking it to another level means to you, you'll find it at Pechanga Resort and Casino on another level.
Welcome back to the Mortgage Mom Radio Show with Debbie Marcoux. Got your home buying questions ready? Get ready to call 844-935-3634. And now, here's Debbie.
All right, well, welcome back and thank you so much for listening. We're on the air here until 8 o'clock, so you've got us for about 40 more minutes. And we want to encourage everybody out there listening to give us a call, ask us your questions, make a statement, give us your opinion.
Make a statement.
We want to hear you. We want to put you on air. We want to make you a rock star for 3 minutes. But our telephone number here is 844-935-3634. We have been talking about our home buyer workshop that we're having tomorrow. It's in Ontario at the San Antonio Winery. Really a whole bunch of bullet points to give you, but it's something that you absolutely do not want to miss if you have been thinking about buying a home, even with it, if it's within the next couple of months to the next couple of years. If you want to learn how to buy a house, you've got to have a roadmap. You have to know what you need, and it's really something that you should do, or you're really truly never going
to
get
there. It's like anything else in life. You cannot get to point A to point B without having a road, so you can't expect that you're going to be able to buy a house without having any kind of path to get you there.
Right.
You can't just, you know, all willy-nilly one Saturday morning decide, I'm going to buy a house today.
Nope, absolutely not. And so, you know, one of the things I actually pulled up, I was really kind of excited about, and this is where I think we're going to spark some phone calls. But I pulled up, it was published on August 27th by Matt Levin. And it is talking about the California housing crisis is even worse than what you think, and that half of the state's households struggle to afford the roof over their heads. Homeownership, once a staple of the California dream, is at the lowest rate since World War II. Nearly 70% of poor Californians see the majority of their paychecks go immediately to escalating rents. And what really does happen is, it says, rents didn't dip during the recession, and they are now soaring. So I know we've mentioned that before, but one thing to keep in mind is that during times of recession, a lot of people think, oh my God, I might be at the height of the market. I don't want to buy a house right now. I'm going to wait for the property values to come down. Well, what you have to think about is that the real estate market goes up and goes down. We've talked about that numerous times. Wherever it goes to during the highest point of the previous cycle, it's going to drop, and then it's going to go back up to that highest point, and it's going to exceed it the next time. It has done it time over time over time again. Never, never, never having not exceeded where the peak was the time before. So real estate is all about buying and holding. But what happened during our last recession, which was a nasty one, was that people jumped out of their properties, let them foreclose, moved into rentals. For that reason, rentals were a hot commodity, and the pricing on the rentals went up. Rents escalated instead of going down, even though people were losing their jobs, couldn't afford basically to live. All of a sudden, the rent is higher even than maybe what the mortgage was of the property that they let go. But they're thinking, I'm going to let go of the property because I'm $100,000 or $200,000 upside down in equity. But think about the stability of having your own home and the roof over your head and the tax write-off, and knowing that if it is a long-term investment, you can't throw money in the stock market and think I'm going to make money overnight. It is a long, long-term investment. So, you know, again, once again, if you buy a home today, in the future, the rent and the mortgage are all going to offset themselves. And we're going to see when we do have another dip down the road, rents will continue to increase. So right now, market is great. We're out of that recession. The economy is doing very, very well. So we're seeing rents escalating. And when we hit another downward turn, we're going to see them escalate even more. So if you do not own a home, you don't think you can own a home, you don't have the down payment for a home, you don't have the credit report for a home, you need to figure out how can you get a home. So come out to our home buyer workshop, not to mention that Go Country is giving us some Thomas Rhett tickets to raffle.
I'm totally in love with Thomas Rhett right now. His new album and everything that he talks about, each little song. Sorry, totally off topic, but I'm just totally in love with him.
Yeah, my Manny has downloaded every single song that has come out each time, and he's counting down the days for the record to be released. But it is at the Greek. I believe it's September 22nd. So Go Country was nice enough to give us a couple tickets that we can raffle at the event. It is a small event. We have a 30 budget of people because it is at the San Antonio Winery. So you're going to get an afternoon of drinking some wine, being in a classroom setting, getting to talk with me and Marla one-on-one. We'll have a Q&A. We're going to have title questions answered. Escrow company will be there. A couple real estate agents, our credit specialist. Really, it's a date you cannot afford to miss if you are in San Bernardino or Riverside. We will not be back out to see you guys for at least a year. So give us a call because we've got to try to hit all of the different areas where this radio station goes out to. But Cherry Rose can help you right now. Get you registered 844-935-3634. And like I said, give us a call at that same exact number. We want to hear from you this morning. Give me your opinion on California's housing crisis. I want to hear it. I want your statement, like we said before. I want your questions. But let's go to line two, and let's talk with Lincoln from Orange County. Good morning, Lincoln.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good. Thank you for waiting. Yeah, good. Thank you for waiting for us on the phone. I know you were on hold for a little bit. How can we help you this morning?
Oh yeah, I was listening to the radio. You have an upcoming event at Ontario.
Yes.
Yeah, I was thinking if I can get one of those tickets.
I'm sorry?
I wonder if I can get some of the tickets.
Oh sure. So you know what? Yeah. So actually, when you called in and Cherry put you on hold, she should have actually asked you if you wanted tickets. So if that's your only question, we can put you on hold right now, and I can have Cherry pick up and help you get those tickets for tomorrow.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome,
Thank
Lincoln.
You.
Thank you. Okay, so what time is our botched? It's at 7:30, right? 2 minutes?
Yes, three. Okay. Yeah, 2 minutes. Yep.
2 minutes. Can we play it early, Val? Let's do it.
Beginners bonehead botches. The mortgage moms say, don't do these things.
All right. So every single week at 7:30, so we're 2 minutes early, but I want to be able to take phone calls for the rest of the hour. We don't want to miss people. And I've actually got more juicy news to talk about with Equifax and credit reports and stolen identities. So lots, like I said, lots of fun stuff today in the show.
I don't know if stolen identities is...
Well, it's not fun. No, it's not fun. It's actually not fun at all.
But it is very intriguing information. I mean, it is...
It is a big deal.
It was... And don't get me wrong. I am not putting anything, light about Hurricane Irma or anything. But in the news world, it was like Hurricane Irma and Equifax.
Right.
The last 2 days. So
absolutely.
It has been huge. And you know what? Prayers to everybody right now in Florida and down there.
I mean, first we had Houston, and they're just barely recovering, and now we've got Florida. I mean, I've got my aunt down there that it worries me sick.
It's taking a turn. It's going further in Florida and going up to Georgia, and yep. it's
very,
just
very scary.
Crazy. And so prayers to everybody.
Yes.
I mean, I know several people out there. Actually, one of them being my nephew in Pensacola, and I know that thankfully he's in the Marines, so it's probably the safest place to be right now, but
until he starts doing some rescue. But then they just I think that they were talking last night about there's another one now coming in behind Irma that looks like it's going to be very, very dangerous as well. I think it's Israel, I think they named it
something like that,
another eye, I believe. But yes, prayers out to everybody that's dealing with that. Mexico has an 8.0 earthquake just two nights ago too. gosh, I mean, just crazy, crazy stuff. And, you know, I'm not going to get all political because I don't, honestly. But, you know, we hear all the time, you know, there's no such thing as global warming. There is global warming. You know, when we're having the largest storms ever recorded on history, who knows what the answer to that question is. But my thought process would be probably.
Well, don't know. All I'm going to say is, you know, get to the store now. Get your provisions.
Yes.
Stock up on water and non-perishables and just be ready. I mean, I think everybody should have an emergency thing in the car.
Yeah, we haven't had.
I mean, this is, you know, Mexico just had an 8.0 and that was very close. And, you know, they keep saying that California is going to have one. And so I just think it's going to happen. But again, prayers to everybody from Mexico all the way to Florida. And so,
yes.
God bless you guys.
No, absolutely. And that kind of just brings us back to California, too, and being homeowner aware. I mean, that's what this show is. You know, we haven't had a giant, I mean, really, it was to me, I mean, I was in high school, but it was a giant earthquake in 94.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't
most
had
giant.
And we haven't had one since. And so that means our time clock really is ticking.
Yes.
So if you are out there and you own a home or you're a renter, it doesn't matter. Make sure you do have those provisions, like Marla said, all prepared and ready to go. So we got way off topic.
A little.
Way off topic, but topic was our botches.
Remember. Oh, yeah, botches.
Our botches, our bonehead botches. So
one, don't even remember anymore.
I know. So one of our bonehead botches, the biggest one I want to talk about this week, because it made a big, big difference in actually, I'd say, two or three of our loans just this week. And it's something that, you know, all of you should be very aware of. When your loan officer calls you and says, I need a letter of explanation about X, whatever that might be, a credit event like Marla mentioned earlier today, or maybe your overtime income is lower last year than it was the year before, or maybe your salary is lower, you need to be very, very specific in your letter of explanation. It cannot be something as simple as, I work for the union and overtime goes up and down.
That's fantastic.
That is a fantastic, right? It's not. An underwriter is going to look at that and say, well, since it goes up and down, we're not going to use that income.
Right.
So now you've just reduced the amount that you're going to qualify for. Or maybe you had a foreclosure, a letter of explanation. You have to write about that foreclosure. So we're going to ask you, please write a letter of explanation. What happened? The property was just not worth enough. And so decided it was...
That's not fantastic.
That is not fantastic.
But it also goes to everything that we've been saying. Like, when we're doing a loan, tell us everything. We're not the underwriters. We're not the ones making the decisions. We're the ones that are helping you create that roadmap. So we need to know everything. So give us the full story, because your full story in your head might be a no or a yes. And we're going to be able to help you put that out there on paper and explain that, okay, no, this is really a yes, or no, that's a no.
Right,
you know?
Right. No, absolutely. And a lot of people don't realize, if you lost a job and you lost, let's say you're a family of two people and you lost a job, or you're just one person and you lost a job. If you lost 30% or more of your income within a year, right? And then your property foreclosed because of that job loss, and we can prove that 30%, you had a 30% decline in income or more, that is considered an extenuating circumstance. Where, you know, if you continued at the same job, nothing changed, you just, bills got kind of out of control for you because you were overspending and you thought, oh, my property's not worth as much as it was before. Well, that's financial mismanagement. But if there is a story behind it, let's tell the story, because it really does make a difference of whether or not you only have to wait 1 year or 2 years or 3 years after a short sale or a foreclosure or a bankruptcy. Right. You know, those timelines change. And so something that you may have thought before was a no could actually be a yes. And that's why we constantly tell you guys on this show, call in with your questions, ask questions, because you're not just helping yourself, but you're helping others. And there's a very, very good chance that the answers can be yes. You can be a homeowner, you can buy a home, and you can, you know, own property. I mean, you could be one of our winner circle.
Right.
Right? I mean, isn't that the most important thing in life, is that you're part of the Mortgage Mom Radio winner circle?
Well, and one of the biggest things, we're actually going to talk about this tomorrow, is like, one of the benefits of being a homeowner is security.
Right.
So, you know, if we can help just a couple of people know that they have security and stability in their life with purchasing a home, knowing that their financial future is set in a path, you know,
right.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I don't know about you, but with my kids in school and, you know, I mean, they're in a particular school district, and I don't want somebody to knock on my door and tell me I've got 30 days to move. And that is one of those pieces that you don't have when you're a renter. You know, your landlord can at any point in time tell you you've got 30 days to move, or, hey, I'm increasing your rents at the end of this contract.
Right.
Or, you know, you have no security. And you don't want to move your kid's school just because your renter says, hey, you've got to move, because now you're scrambling to try to find another property in the same neighborhood, which is very difficult a lot of times, especially with rents being at an all-time high right now. Rent, you know, the rental market is very, very strong. And those people that own homes, those investors out there are getting richer, and the renters are getting poorer. I mean, that is truly
Absolutely.
What is happening.
Rent is, right now, I would say the average in Southern California and all of the counties that this show goes to, I would say that the rent,
or so,
the rent is more than what a mortgage payment would be on the average purchase price in each of those counties.
Absolutely. I mean, I was actually doing the research. I mean, I would say like in LA County, and I mean, I haven't Googled it or anything, so this is not an exact number. So please don't write this down like, you know, this is Bible or anything. But I mean, I'm going to guess that like the average rents that we see on loan applications that we're taking through the door are like $2,600 to $2,800 a month.
Absolutely.
And those are for typically apartments and condos. That's not even people renting homes at $3,000, $3,200, $3,500 a month. I was doing all of the research for our Riverside and San Bernardino event tomorrow, just so that we can give that information to, you know, the attendees. And the average rent in Riverside County was $2,200 a month.
Which is absolutely insane.
Insane, when their average sales price was $342,000. You can still buy a very reasonably priced home in Riverside and San Bernardino County. Very, very reasonably. And I guarantee that that monthly payment will probably be cheaper than that rent will be.
Yep.
And it's a tax savings, and it's an interest savings, and it's a bigger refund, and you know, you've got the stability and nobody's moving. So if you don't own a home, you've been thinking about buying, you want to come to a great event, you have the chance to win some GoFest tickets, chance to win some Thomas Rhett tickets. We've got some other great giveaways from GoFest, Go Country as well. They're really hooking us up for this one. You've got wine, you've got Marla and Debbie, the Mortgage Mom team.
I was just going to say, you have us. It's going to be fun, and you're going to have the rest of the girls, Cherry Rose and Andriana and Erica. Everybody's going to be there. I'm actually really excited. We've kind of been in prepare mode, making sure that we have all of our T's crossed, I's dotted for the event tomorrow. And I'm actually getting more and more excited about it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Not to mention that I do absolutely love wine.
Right.
I'm obsessed with it, so don't judge. But
she is. We both are. It's okay. We're total winos. It's totally fine. Just like I'm a phony, we're all winos. So, but if you do want to get those tickets, we have very few left. We did truly have to limit it. If you have a ticket right now and you totally forgot and you can't go, please, please, please go, you know, back on the website and decline the ticket so that we can open it up for other people to be able to get them by tomorrow. But no, we want to see everybody. It's going to be 30 people total. That is it. You've got a credit expert. You've got me and Marla. You've got a real estate agent. You've got an escrow officer, you know, home inspector. We're going to be taking you from A to Z while you drink wine, eat some cheese and some meats and some crackers.
And some desserts too.
Desserts. And, you know, it's just going to be, again, we're going to try to get through the information in about an hour, and then it's going to leave us open to, you know, an hour of Q&A, walking around, talking, meeting with you personally. You can sit down with the credit guy one-on-one, talk about your scenario. Really, 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 it's going to be fantastic. So, you know, download the phone app if you want to get some tickets. Text the word MOM, 36260. Call us right now. Cherry Rose will help you out, 844-935-3634. And we're going to talk about the Equifax credit breach after the next break.
Equifax credit breach.
Equifax,
try to say that five
Equifax
times fast.
Equifax credit breach. It's kind of like the picnic basket.
Oh.
I know. anyway, we've been calling it a piscuit basket all week. All week. Anyway, so give us a call right now. Get your tickets. Download the app. Go to the website, mortgagemomradio.com. But it is a great event. And if you're in Riverside, San Bernardino, somewhere near the San Antonio Winery, there's absolutely no reason why you shouldn't be coming to this event. 844-935-3634. MortgageMomRadio.com. Download the text or download the app. Text the word MOM to 36260, and we'll be right back.
Don't go away. More is on the way from the Mortgage Mom.
Hi, it's Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. I've worked both as a realtor and a mortgage lender over the past 20 years, and my friends have started calling me the Mortgage Mom. Here with me today is Marla Geezer, sales manager with Movement Mortgage. And Marla's here to tell us what makes Movement Mortgage really stand out. Hi, Marla.
Hi, Deb.
Our most exciting feature? That's definitely Movement's 671 process. That's 6-hour underwriting, 7-day processing, and 1 day to close. It definitely gives the competitive advantage to both our borrowers and realtors to close sooner and get paid faster.
OMG, Marla, I don't know of anyone else doing that. Hey guys, give us a call and find out more. 844, we lend for you.
Movement Mortgage LLC supports equal housing opportunity and NMLS number 39179. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed in California by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act number 4131054.
Give us a call and we'll point you to our website. 844-935-3634.
844, we lend, the number for you.
Hurry in for the final week of the Living Spaces Labor Day event, where you'll find amazing deals for every room. Through Sunday, shop a huge selection of furniture and home decor with sofas starting at $350, queen beds starting at $395, and dining sets for just $350. Plus, pay no interest for 3 years on select purchases with your good credit. Find these and other great deals through Sunday, only at the Living Spaces Labor Day event.
Living Spaces!
Why won't a plumber just tell me what it costs to unclog my drain over the phone? Is it that complicated?
No, it's not. It makes no sense at all. They obviously have a price.
Whoa, you've got a nice aroma. Who are you?
Mike Diamond, the Smell Good Plumber.
Will you tell me how much to unstop my drain?
$99.
But you haven't seen it.
Don't need to. Doesn't matter if it's a kitchen sink or a mainline sewer stoppage. The Smell Good Plumbers at Mike Diamond will unclog almost any drain for $99.
Almost?
Yeah, there are a few exceptions, but you can read all about them on our website before you call. Just go to thesmellgoodplumber.com.
Wow, you're like up front and everything. I just called a guy named Bubba who wouldn't tell me anything.
No Bubbas here, ma'am. Just professional plumbers who show up on time, smell good, and unclog drains for $99.
Call us, 1-800-446-MIKE. Contractor license number 399170.
It's the Mortgage Mom with Debbie Marcoux, answering your toughest questions on the home purchase process at 844-935-3634. And now, here's Debbie.
All right, well, welcome back, and thank you so much for listening to Mortgage Mom Radio. We have got about 20 minutes left. We're done at 8 o'clock, so if you've been out there listening today and you want to ask us some questions, this is a great time. It's the last part of the show. We try to take as many calls as we can. The number here is 844-935-3634. We've been talking all about homeownership, buying a home, our San Antonio Winery event tomorrow. It's going to be a fantastic day. I think we've got like maybe one or two tickets left at the very most, so don't wait, get them now. You know, it's wine, it's hors d'oeuvres, it's Debbie, it's Marla, it's credit experts, it's real estate agents, escrow officers, home inspectors, everything that you could possibly think of that would happen throughout the home buying process. It gives you a roadmap to where you need to go. You know, if you don't feel like you've got the credit that you need to buy a home, this is a great chance to come out and learn about credit, get your map to success. If you don't think that you've got the down payment, maybe you don't need one. Maybe the down payment assistance is something that can, you know, help you to get in right now today. I mean, if you've got perfect credit and your income falls within the right guidelines, you could be buying a home without needing the down payment. How do you get a seller credit towards some of those closing costs so that, again, a lot of that can be covered? So information that you're not going to get unless you come out and you see us. We've got Go Country that has stepped up to the plate with some Thomas Rhett tickets, GoFest tickets. So if you've got a room of 30 people and we're raffling, you've got a really, really good chance at getting those concert tickets. And they've given us some other great things, too, like this awesome picnic basket that's got some wine in it.
You said it right.
I did. I didn't say biscuit basket. Okay. So, really quick, I want to throw this out there so that we can get some calls sparked, and then we're going to start to take them because we've got a couple on hold right now. So, this week in the news, Equifax reports massive data breach that could impact 143 million consumers.
Whoa, one more time. 143 million people.
143 million consumers. So, if you did not hear about this, you need to listen one more time. Equifax, one of the three major credit bureaus, reports massive data breach that could impact 143 million consumers. Credit reporting agency says criminals had access to highly sensitive personal data. Okay, so if you...
I think if the story, if I'm correct, and correct me if I'm wrong, like their systems were hacked into.
Their systems were hacked. It's actually got a picture of a little guy wearing a hoodie, like, and you
CSI
can't see the
stuff.
Face. It looks like the Sandman or the Grim Reaper. Basically, in this... in this article, there is a link. And if you go to the Equifax website, there's actually a link that you can click on to check if your identity is one of those that they feel was possibly breached. I actually personally checked mine, and mine was. And then I checked my husband's, and his was not. But what Equifax is doing is that they will actually step up to the plate and give you 1 year of credit monitoring so that you can watch your credit very closely. I believe they're doing that at absolutely no cost to you, to make sure that, you know, if your information was taken, that you're taken care of. But this is a big, big, big deal. If you have questions, if you want to make a statement, like I said earlier in the show, call us right now. Let's get you on the air. Let's talk about this. It's a very, very hot topic, but please check it. I about fell off my chair when I saw that my information was possibly breached. But once again, Equifax reports massive data breach that could impact 143 consumers. So check it out. Go on Google. Go to Equifax.
143 million.
143 million consumers. So go to Equifax.com or Google Equifax. Check it out. There's a link that should be on their website that you can check and see. If you have questions, you can't find something, just, you know, go to our website, MortgageMomRadio.com. Contact us, send us an email, download our app, send us an email, and I will personally forward the article that I found out to you. And, you could download the phone app by texting the word MOM to 36260. You can go to the website, MortgageMomRadio.com, and you can give us a call, because our phone number that we say every single morning on Saturday morning is the same number you can reach us at all week. So give us a call. Leave us a voicemail if we don't answer. Talk to our call service if we don't answer. But Monday through Friday, we always answer. So 844-935-3634. And so let's go ahead and start with your calls. We're starting the calls. We've got open phone lines. So if you're out there and you're listening, you wanted to ask a question, you're not going to get a busy signal. Try it right now. 844-935-3634. Definitely a couple open phone lines. So let's go to line one. Let's go to Vic in Chino Hills. Good morning, Vic. How are you?
Hi. Good.
How can we help you this morning?
Well, I have a question. This is in regards to my father-in-law. And he can't do it because he has language barriers.
Sure.
So a couple of years back, they own a property, and a couple of years back, someone came to them about a loan modification, and they fell for the trap. And supposedly it was going to benefit them. Their mortgage rate was going to go down. Their payments were going to go down. So they ended up paying this person, which claimed to be a loan mod agent, which, quote-unquote, she was a paralegal acting as an attorney, doing all this paperwork. Well, every month that they were paying her, she was pocketing all the money.
Oof.
And not doing nothing, and making fake aliases and selling the property to the fake alias. The fake alias was then, quote-unquote, filing bankruptcy, and she was doing it to repetitive number of people, as creating A-lists for the loan that my father-in-law owed.
Wow.
Now there's four people on the title, and he's stuck in this mess where the HOA is like, well, you have a balance of $25,000. And he's like, well, I was doing a loan mod, and I was told everything was fine until today. Now he's getting hit with all these crazy balances.
Right.
So he did go through a hardship, went out work, and he had to go through bankruptcy, like Chapter 13, which the loan mod agent recommended, and all of the above. And, you know, they're just...
So did the loan mod... Did the loan modification actually happen?
It did.
Okay. And
I followed up on this loan modification. It's a company based in China, the mortgage company, that doesn't even exist.
Is who the loan modification is with? Who is the bank that
Rushmore
he makes the mortgage
bank.
Payment to?
Rushmore Bank.
Okay. And is that who his mortgage was with before he started the loan modification?
No, it was with someone else. I can't remember the name, but I could get it all to you guys.
Yeah. So I mean, we have definitely heard of loan modification scams. I mean, that's definitely out there. And so you do want to be very, very careful with anybody, any third party that you'd ever talk to. So for, you know, and this is great that you called in, but everybody that is out there listening that has thought at some point in time about a loan modification, if you need a loan modification, go directly to the bank that you pay your mortgage payment to. Mm-hmm. That is the only people that you should be dealing with. Do not deal with a third party. Even if somebody comes to you and says, I can help you with this, I can help you to expedite it, I can make it easier, you don't have to deal with it, I'll deal with it. You know, and then a lot of times they charge fees, and the fees get paid when they get the modification done, but you don't really know what took place, and later on you find out you're an adjustable, and that adjustable is going to change after so many years and then change again. And at the end of the day, you know, it doesn't make any sense. So, but in this situation, a little bit different. I mean, you're talking about, I mean, now all of a sudden there's extra people on the title of the home. You know, he's got delinquent HOA dues, which, you know, if that HOA company really wanted to, they, you know, first of all, they can put a lien on the property, but they can also choose to foreclose if he doesn't make those payments. So I would highly suggest for you guys, because this sounds like a very different scenario than most. I mean, it sounds like they were really, really scammed. I would suggest a real estate attorney. Wouldn't you, Marla?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I really think that you guys need to reach out to a real estate attorney and show them all of the paperwork and go through the whole scenario and find out what the very best way to move forward is. But unfortunately, as far as the HOA is concerned, the money is due. If they didn't get paid, the money is due. So, you know, you want to make sure that while you're maybe calling an attorney and you're trying to figure out what to do, call the HOA and ask them if they would be willing to put you on a payment plan that you want to make due on. You want to make good on what is due, you know, because you don't want to lean against the property. You don't want an HOA lien.
Of course.
And you don't want to lose the property just because of HOA dues. And then you go and so try to make a payment plan just to stop the bleeding. And then definitely I would highly suggest that you guys reach out to a real estate attorney.
I've already reached out to like the attorney general on the matter. Someone told me you got to reach out because this is considered fraud. I've already reached out to the Board of Insurance Bureaus in the relationship of, you know, it was fraud conducted
right.
by this attorney. I've reached out to the Bar Association.
Don't know
English. They're an old Asian couple, and they were just one of those perfect victims that have a lot of money and someone took advantage of.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And so, and that's why I can't say enough times, everybody listening, and because, you know, California is such a mixed pot of, you know, different blends of people coming from every country and ethnicities. And, you know,
and it is so sad what they do to like our people.
It is. And so, you know, especially, you know, the younger generation, you know, that speaks, you know, fluent English and went to school here, and then the parents that struggle. I mean, if you're out there and you're listening to this, please, please, please tell your parents and tell your, you know, family that maybe is in a difficult place, that anything that they do, you know, make sure that they're consulting with you, because, you know, you can call and really get to the bottom line of what is it that's being offered and what's going to take place. And they just don't realize that they're being taken advantage of. But really, you know, you can write the bar, you can call the bar, you can make complaints, but you're not probably going to get nearly as far as you would if you just actually went and sat down with a real estate attorney and find out what your options are. Your options might be that there are none, but right now you've got four people on the title of your property. You guys need to get those extra people off. I mean, who are they? Why are they on there? I mean, get everything cleaned up. And the only way to do that is to start from scratch, show everybody what's going, you know, show that attorney what's happening, and let that attorney, just like we talk about the loan process and needing a map, you know, from start to finish. Like, if you're not ready to buy, but you want to buy, you need a roadmap to get there. That attorney needs to lay out for you guys that map. How are you going to get that title cleaned up? How are you going to get the HOA cleaned up? Exactly what took place? Do you have any recourse at all? Or, you know, unfortunately, are you just a victim and there's nothing that can be done? But you guys need that map. So that would really be my suggestion.
And all the missing pieces from the puzzle, like all the documentation, would the attorney be able to obtain all that? Or do I need to go a third party, like to the title company or so, to retract all that?
The lawyer should be able to pull up any kind of public, anything that's a public record. Yes, they'll be able to pull up. You'd be able to pull up.
Like the deed of trust.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. But if there was anything, especially when it was done as a scam, there's a lot of things that were probably
not recorded,
not kept, and probably no record of at all.
Oh, yeah. This person was just the most innocent. I've also reached out to this pair, Julia was her name, small Indian lady, which pretended to be an attorney that did the loan mod from the Beverly Hills jurisdiction. And when I reached out to her and I told her I wanted to meet her, it's about all this information, she just completely went MIA. But it's good that I have the sources of the law enforcement through my family that I found her again, you know?
Yeah, well, that's
be finding her.
Yeah, and that you've got one leg up on everything because you do have the person that actually performed the loan modification that you guys worked through, that you paid money to, is somebody that is here that is actually like a real live person. So, you know, I definitely wouldn't drop it. And you guys do need to know where to go next. I mean, you've got to get everything cleaned up and figure out what to happen. But my first advice would be reach out to the HOA and at least stop the bleeding and get a payment plan set up. Second set of advice would be go to the real estate attorney and find out what do you guys do, clean up title and get everything done. Okay, but thank you so much for calling.
Attorney reaches out to the HOA too, they'll look at things in a different way as well,
possibly. The attorney's really gonna tell you. I mean, like I said earlier, you guys may find that unfortunately you're just stuck with it, there's absolutely no recourse. You may find that there is some recourse, but that's really your first steps. So that's what you need to do.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
For everything. You guys have a blessed day.
All right,
thank you.
Oh my goodness, like that breaks my heart.
It definitely doesn't. I've actually had a client that's happened to, a little bit different situation, but it's something that will follow you around for so long, and it can truly destroy anything that you have built and what you want to build in the future. So it's just devastating. It is really, really sad.
No, it is. It really is. And unfortunately, you know, I mean, it's, you know, everybody can fall victim to anything. I mean, it's not just, you know, like that gentleman mentioned that his parents were immigrants and that they didn't speak, you know, English very well. And he feels like they were the ones that were taken, you know, advantage of because of that situation. And that does happen quite frequently. But, you know, me and you as well. I mean, you know, everybody can be taken advantage of and fall into a trap like that. And so just be very, very aware of what is happening and ask a lot of questions. And if you don't feel comfortable with something, don't do it. Trust your gut, you know, but again, like just research things. I mean, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true.
And there's so many different departments out there nowadays, just starting with the Better Business Bureau, that, you know, anything that you get, you can call, you can go online and you can see, you can actually just do a little research. You should really be doing that for anything. I mean, you have somebody come and do construction on your house, you're wanting to see referrals. Well, it's the same thing for anything that you're doing. You want to kind of make sure that person that is coming into your life is valid.
Right. Absolutely. No, just do your research and check on it. And no matter who you are, it doesn't really matter. You know, everybody can fall victim to that. So, but one last time, just want to let you all know, because we've got to close up the show, that tomorrow is the San Antonio Winery. It is our home buyer workshop. We would love to have you there. Very, very limited tickets. So make sure that you get them now. You can give us a call at 844-935-3634. You can go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com. And we will be back next week.
Yay!
This has been the Mortgage Mom Radio Show with Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Tune in each week as Debbie answers your toughest home buying questions and helps you get financed, find the best rates, get through problem situations, and achieve the best results in your home purchase process. Tune in again next week. The Mortgage Mom Radio Show with Debbie Marcoux. from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on Go Country 105.
Movement Mortgage LLC supports equal housing opportunity. NMLS 39179. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed in California by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act 413-1054. While it is Movement Mortgage's practice to provide underwriting results within 6 hours of receiving an application, extenuating circumstances may cause delays outside of this window. Debbie Marcoux and Marla Gies are licensed by the DBO in the state of California. NMLS IDs 237-926 and 669-357.
The preceding program has been a paid advertisement by Movement Mortgage. We offer this program as a service to our listeners. The station and its management do not endorse or object to the information, views, or opinions discussed in the program.
At 105.1 FM, this is KKGO and KKGO HD1, Los Angeles, Orange, and Riverside Counties. Also on the iHeartRadio app. And streaming at GoCountry105.com. We are.